A Franco-German ministerial summit on July 13th is expected to generate bilateral projects on things like education and energy. Nothing big will happen before the German election in September, but then, if Mrs. Merkel obtains the solid victory that polls predict, she will have political capital to spend and, probably, her departure date in mind. Mr. Schäuble is not expected to hold on to the finance ministry, which could fall to the SPD or Greens. A coalition including the FDP would be more hawkish. Thus, says Henrik Enderlein of the Jacques Delors Institute in Berlin, winter coalition talks could be a historic moment, a chance to open doors to real Eurozone reform. The Institute has a plan, repair and prepare, illustrating what might happen next. It starts with first aid measures to stabilise the euro by strengthening the European Stability Mechanism, its rescue fund, and introducing risk-sharing to some national deposit insurance schemes. Next would come a wave of coordinated structural reforms to labour markets, for example, combined with a joint investment fund. And finally, perhaps some years later, a federal moment, treaty change creating a monetary fund, budget, finance minister and parliament for the Eurozone, as well as a common deposit insurance scheme. If Mr. Macron cannot win over the Germans, it's hard to imagine a president who could. But that may be his greatest strength. Berlin is aware that Marine Le Pen is down, but not yet out.